This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The question goes as follows. I have heard someone say that Einstein's theory of relativity is shirk. Because it says that matter cannot be created or destroyed. How does this affect how Islam views science? End question.
وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
End question. MashaAllah is a very deep question, right? How does it affect how we view science? The response to this, be careful what you hear, be careful what you accept. Okay, just to make this blanket statement that Einstein's theory, and I'm assuming he means the special theory of relativity, which deals with basically if objects are moving in the same dimension and the same speed, then laws of physics apply equally to them, E equals MC squared. As for the general theory, it deals with, of course, the laws of gravity. That's a separate topic altogether. But I'm assuming that the question is the special theory, and in particular, E equals MC squared, and the notion being that matter cannot be created or destroyed, rather it transfers from one form to another. And so somebody said to this young man or young woman that this is kufr. And the response is, calm down. Don't read in. Einstein is not talking theology, Einstein is talking science. And some say Einstein himself was a believer, whether he was or not is irrelevant to us. In and of itself, the laws of physics are the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry are the laws of chemistry. We may apply them with the simple caveat that if Allah wills, He can change. And I don't think any believing scientist would have any problem with this caveat, that Allah Azza wa Jal has the power to change. But generally speaking, Allah allows the course of nature to go. That's why a miracle is a miracle, because the miracle goes against the course of nature. A miracle conflicts with the course of nature. Therefore, a miracle is a very rare event, because in general, Allah allows the laws of physics to have the laws of physics. So, inherently, there's nothing wrong with Einstein's theory, as long as we acknowledge that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has instituted it. And if Allah wants to, then Allah can make a change if and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. As also, before I move on to the third question, please, my dear intelligent Muslims, please do not make a mockery of our religion. Learn from history. Learn what Christianity did to science, and don't do the same. Learn as well how foolish some modern segments of religious folk sound, the creationists who say that, oh, the world has only been for 6,000 years, and there's no such thing as dinosaurs. And these are, of course, not Muslims, and they say that this is, God has placed dinosaur bones on earth to test us, whether we believe in the Bible or whether we believe in dinosaur bones. So dinosaur bones are a fitna from Allah. We should not sound like them. We are more intelligent than that. You know, my PhD was about reconciling reason and revelation in the writings of Ibn Taymiyyah. 10 volumes Ibn Taymiyyah wrote. How do we reconcile aql with naql? And his main point is so beautiful. He says, Allah created the creation and Allah sent the Quran. Both are from Allah. How can there be a conflict? Both are from Allah. How can there be a conflict? So his basic premise of the 10 volumes is, there can never be a conflict with actual science, with actual rationality, and with the Quran. It's impossible. If there's a conflict, the conflict is in your understanding of one of the two. Either you understood the Quran wrong, or you understood science wrong. There cannot be an actual conflict between the two. And that's something that I firmly believe. The one who created the creation, and the one who sent the Quran, that is the same entity, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can never be an actual conflict. So be careful, and be precise in your wording, and learn. And that's why I have a very long lecture about evolution. Maybe one day we'll talk about it. And even in that series I said, I'm speaking as a Muslim theologian, not as an evolutionary biologist. Let every person know his or her realm. Let the scholar of Islam speak in the role of scholar of Islam, and don't speak as a chemist or a physicist or a biologist. And let the chemist or physicist or biologist who is a practicing Muslim know what the Quran and Sunnah allows, and then speaks within that paradigm. Bottom line, there's nothing wrong with Einstein's theory of relativity in and of itself, and so too with the vast majority of laws of physics and chemistry and biology. Perhaps one or two issues are potentially problematic, and for those, it is a time for other discussion, and Allah knows best.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنا في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.